不然我就被你顶着坐着了，你就把你拉好一点。OK，咱们来说话，快去。
3 hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come
for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Kamala South residents appeal for installation of solar-powered streetlights. Mushrooming of Shabins Awari Kitwe Zabuchi Ward Councillor. In African news, Burkina Faso military rulers are scrapped by electoral commission, taking control of future polls. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Kamala South area have appealed to Lusaka City Council to install solar-powered streetlights in order to enhance security in the community. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Marvis Manda has disclosed that the Zesco-powered streetlights that were earlier installed by the council are no longer working, hence the need to replace them with solar-powered streetlights. Ms. Manda also noted that some solar-powered streetlights that were installed in other areas in the community have stopped working, hence the need for the council to repair them. She says it is prudent that the local authority carries out periodic inspections on these installations, stating that junkies have been taking advantage of the darkness at night to ambush unsuspecting members of the public. Ms. Manda also expressed concern over the increased criminal activities being recorded in the community. Kitwe's Buchi Ward Councillor Manda Masoka has expressed a deep concern over the rapid proliferation of Shabins in the area, which he believes is contributing to a surge in criminal activities. In an interview with Comban Radio News, Councillor Masoka revealed that measures are being put in place to address the issue. According to Mr. Masoka, engagements with the owners of these shabins have been ongoing, and while some have acknowledged that operating such establishments in residential areas is a crime, others have cited lack of alternative means of income as a reason for continuing their businesses. Mr. Masoka emphasized that the local authority cannot simply shut down these shabins without providing the owners with a viable alternative. He highlighted that plans are underway to provide them with meaningful alternatives, enabling them to sustain their families without resorting to such activities.
Shabins is a very big challenge. Tukikono mo kutuari kwa tako na meeting, waliwete wanta wa mashabins, together with our names, our council, trying to find a way on how we can work together with them. Number one is to see how best we can work with them, because we will not just go there and say stop this. Solution. So I think in the follow-up meeting,
Teachers at Amazing School of Excellency in Lusaka's Kamwala Township have encouraged parents to allow their children to participate in Careers Day, describing the event as a platform that helps pupils to gain the courage to pursue their future ambitions. Matilda Banda, a teacher at the school, emphasized the importance of the event, saying it gives their children the confidence to choose what they want to become in future. Another teacher at the same school added that Careers Day plays a crucial role in motivating children to dream big and work towards becoming whatever they aspire to be. Speaking to Comban Radio News on the sidelines of the event, teacher Memory Mwanga echoed the same sentiments, urging parents to encourage their children to take part in such events that are aimed at inspiring pupils to stay focused and work hard toward achieving their goals.
Careers Day is very important to children because it brings them, it's a way of motivating them to say they can do anything. You motivate them to choose any career that they want to do in the future. And my message to parents is that they need to participate in this thing, because if they stay home,
Careers Day is about making children to know and to have the courage to do what they want to do in the future. It's important for parents to allow children, because it encourages them to use a future and it encourages them to choose what they want to be in life.
Meanwhile, John Chiluvia, a parent who attended the event in support of his child, describes Careers Day as an important initiative, noting that it plays a significant role in shaping a child's future by highlighting the importance of education. Mr. Chiluvia says he is pleased with the introduction of Careers Day in schools, which helps our children understand the value of education and the wide range of career options available to them.
As a parent, I think I need to say Careers Day, it plays a big role in our children's lives. I say so because sometimes, you know, when the children are going to school, without knowing why they are going to school, they will not even concentrate. They will be just taking the school life as something that is just for going there. But if a child maybe is enlightened by the career that one wants to become when he grows up, it even encourages that child to be working hard. So as a parent, I'm very, very, very happy that the issue of Careers Day has been brought or introduced into schools.
The National Legal Aid Clinic for Women says there has been increased response from society with regards to vulnerable women and girls who are seeking legal aid service. Speaking in Dola during the first day of media training, organization senior legal officer Mary Mwansa Mdenda